Mr. Darcy paced awkwardly around the room. Elizabeth, sitting and watching him, observed his fine, tall figure, and was surprised to sense uncertainty in his arrogant features. He sat down, cleared his throat as though to speak, said nothing, and stood up again. Why had this man, the last person in the world she wanted to see, come to disturb her peaceful evening? Mr. Darcy sat down again. "It is no good," he began. "I have fought hard against my feelings, but it has been in vain. I must tell you how ardently I admire and love you. I should like you to be my wife." Elizabeth stared at him in astonishment, blushed, and remained silent. Taking her silence as encouragement, Mr. Darcy continued, "Your mother is vulgar and embarrassing, your younger sister's behavior is objectionable, and your father stubbornly fails to correct her. You and your elder sister somehow rise above your family with honor and good sense." He smiled at Elizabeth. "In spite of them all, you have earned my respect, admiration, and love." He awaited her grateful response.